Bergen, Nigel Ogden here, and tonight the Organist Entertains helps to celebrate the Golden Jubilee of Manchester's four-manual 20-rank Queen Wurlitzer, as it was christened by Robin Richmond 10 years ago on the occasion of the organ's 40th birthday in the Odeon Theatre. Before we look back on its long and distinguished career, however, let's hear it in its present home in the Free Trade Hall as Louis Mordish plays the scarf dance from La Source by Delibes. Paramount Theatre, Oxford Street, Manchester, opened its doors to the public at 7 p.m. on Monday, the 6th of October, 1930, with the film The Love Parade, starring Maurice Chevalier and Jeanette MacDonald, and a lavish stage production featuring the Paramount Orchestra, conducted by Lionel Falkman, and Charles Drewitt Smart at the Paramount Organ, Opus 2120, designed by Jesse Crawford. The following night, the press reported that Mr. C. Drewitt Smart performed some amazing feats of wizardry on the great organ, said to be the largest in Europe, which seems capable of the expression of almost every known sound. And its effect varied from that of a cathedral organ to that of a jazz band. And just to remind you, seat prices that opening night ranged from a shilling to 3 and 6. The organ was described as follows. Installed by Messrs. Pierce and Company of London, it is claimed to be the largest and finest of its kind in Europe. It occupies altogether 5 chambers and speaks from both sides of the proscenium arch. In addition to the usual Wurlitzer orchestral instruments, this organ has a complete grand piano and innumerable effects. The four-manual console is finished in ivory and is placed on a lift in the orchestra pit so that it can be raised to stage level when being featured. It has the famous Hope Jones second touch device, which enables the organist, by pressing any key a little deeper, to bring through other instruments and which, in effect, gives an additional manual or keyboard. Subsequent resident organists included Charles Priestman, Rex O'Grady, and in June 1935, Henry Crowson joined the payroll for the next 3 years. Generally recognised as one of the great names of the theatre organ's golden years, listen to him now on the Paramount Manchester Wurlitzer, playing a selection of music composed by Irving Berlin from the film The Great Ziegfeld. By the way, any idea who the vocalist is?
Fate at all, will I ever rate at all with somebody like you? Just to think that you love me makes my future look strong. I swear by stars above me, I'm darned if I don't feel like writing a song about you. Music and words about you, lovely you. Let me think up praises for, let me sing up praises for nobody but you.
What a beautiful piece of nostalgia. Henry Crowson on the Paramount Manchester Wurlitzer with vocalist Sam Costa, recorded on the 19th of July 1936. Notable events in the organ's history include a thorough cleaning in 1947 and the removal of one of the Vox Humana ranks of pipes to be replaced by an English horn, manufactured not by Wurlitzer but by a firm called Rogers here in England. Incidentally, it's interesting to note that the engraving on the stop tabs is not original Wurlitzer either, as about that time an unhappy member of the theatre orchestra tarred and feathered the whole console and the names of the stops had to be re-engraved in Great Britain. The last full-time resident organist at the Odeon, as it was by then, was Charles Smitten, who ended his term of office in 1948, but mention must be made of the gentleman who played every weekend at the Odeon from then until the removal of the organ in 1973, Ronnie Wood, who will be appearing at the anniversary concert at the Free Trade Hall this Sunday. Here, however, is Charles Smitten and El Relicario. Thank you. Charles Smitten at the Odeon Manchester. In 1968, the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust was formed by a group of forward-thinking, organ-loving people who decided that the largest Wurlitzer organ still remaining in a European cinema should somehow be preserved. The LTOT has since become one of the most highly respected preservation societies in the country and has done much for the theatre organ scene in the north of England. Regular concerts were presented at the Odeon and later at the Gaumont just across the road, featuring many well-known theatre organists, amongst them the Trust president, Ernest Broadbent. Ernest Broadbent at the Odeon Manchester and the Waltz Gypsy Princess. Now, as well as promoting organ concerts, the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust has produced a grand total of 17 LP records, the majority featuring the Odeon Wurlitzer. Now, the obvious title for Ernest's LP was, of course, Sounds Like Blackpool, and here's part of another track from it, featuring a few memories of Noel Coward. Thank you. When the theatre was twinned in 1973, the Rank organisation very generously donated the organ to the Trust. The very moving final concert took place on the 8th of July 1973, and among the organists who took part on that occasion was that master of Jesse Crawford style playing, Hubert Selby. Love Everlasting from Hubert Selby. Before finally leaving the Odeon Theatre, it's worth mentioning one or two interesting stage shows in which the organ played a part. For example, in December 1957, Arnold Loxham accompanied a young 16-year-old pop star called Paul Anka. And for the personal appearance on stage of Morecambe and Wise in 1965 during the film premiere of The Intelligence Men, Gerald Shaw was at the console. And so the mighty Paramount Wurlitzer left the theatre, and after 4 years of hard work by the LTOT technical team, came alive again in the Manchester Free Trade Hall, the organ having been given to the city by the Trust. Let's take a look at a few amazing facts and figures relating to this marvellous instrument. The 20 ranks comprise a total of 1,400 pipes, the longest of which is 16 feet, and the shortest a mere 3/8 of an inch. There are 204 stop keys, which can be selectively controlled by 50 adjustable thumb pistons placed between the four 61-note manuals. The main cable from the console to the relay room contains 2,700 wires, and during the reinstallation, a grand total of 7,000 joints were re-soldered. The organ contains a total of approximately 152 miles of copper wire, and the whole lot, including the console, weighs in the region of 15 tons. The memorable inaugural concert took place on the 11th of September 1977 with Robin Richmond, William Davis and myself at the console. And here is Bill Davis on that occasion playing his own composition, Toy Town Trumpeters. William Davis at the opening concert of the Queen Wurlitzer in the Free Trade Hall, Manchester. Since the opening, the organ has been featured in many concerts, including two organ festivals, and has also proved itself to be a superb straight organ, being used to accompany choral events, school speech days, and religious services quite regularly, and on one occasion, would you believe, a nurses' strike meeting. As an example of its fine straight organ qualities, here's the final section of Elgar's Pomp and Circumstance March No. 1, which I recorded earlier this year. Just before we finish, I must tell you about the 50th anniversary concert which the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust are presenting at the Free Trade Hall, Manchester, this Sunday, the 16th of November at 2 p.m, featuring Ronnie Wood, Len Rawl and myself at the Wurlitzer, with special guest our own star presenter from Radio 2's Friday Night is Music Night, Robin Boyle. No, he doesn't play the organ, but he is going to help us do something just a little bit different. So come along and find out what it's all about. I can promise you a super show. And so we come to the end of our tribute to the Queen Wurlitzer, celebrating her 50th birthday this year. Many congratulations and thanks to the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust for preserving this magnificent theatre organ, and may her glorious voice continue to thrill the people of Manchester, to whom she belongs, for many years to come. So, with thanks to my producer Peter Pilbeam, this is Nigel Ogden playing our signature tune on the Free Trade Hall Wurlitzer, and wishing you a very good night.